My vision's too small. I get distracted and sidetracked into thinking that my egocentric sphere of the world is what it's all about. But my vision's too small. I get stuck down here, my insides too affected by people and fears erected, and I lose sight of the bigger picture, a holy, holy, holy God on his throne. My vision's too small. All day of every single day that the calendar hosts, this world moves towards its eternal destiny, second by second, choice by choice, and yet I get entangled with personal preferences, talking of differences and consequences, forgetting the transcendence of my King. My vision's too small. God does incomprehensible, seemingly impossible things. He parts waters, defying all laws of nature. He raises dead people, defying all human reason. He transforms hearts from self-gratifying to self-sacrificing, bending down, touching man, changing the desire of a human soul. My vision's too small. He speaks so that mere humans can hear. He writes so that mere humans can understand. He makes himself small and comes as a baby, then dies in our place so that mere humans can scratch the surface of eternal good. God Almighty, ushering in the deep things of God Almighty. My vision's too small. So I pray for a shift. I ask him to open my eyes that I might see as he sees. Jesus' compassion for the bound and love so secure in my Father that wounds from a friend no longer hold the same weight they once did. My vision's too small. The maker of heaven and earth with his eternal plan does what he wants, graciously including man. He does soul-awakening things that leave eternal footprints on the road to his throne room. My vision's too small. There's no room for small praying. There's no room for blind living. There's no room for a numbed existence. Not as long as our God reigns.